Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You heard that right. It wasn't lying to you. It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin right here on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable, as always. And as always, Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, we've hit that final stretch, my man.
Yeah, we have. And there's a major concern. If you've ever been around the Harrisburg area up in Pennsylvania, for the very first time, a decommissioned nuclear reactor is being powered back up. It's all thanks to AI. Fox's Business's Jeff Flock explains from just outside Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania.
Before there was Chernobyl, before there was Fukushima, there was Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania. One of the nuclear reactors suffering a meltdown, releasing radioactivity into the nearby environment. Thousands evacuated back in 1979. The other reactor at the plant was eventually restarted and shuttered again in 2019 because it was losing money. Now, with Microsoft agreeing to buy all of the power that it can put out for the next 20 years, the reactor will be back online, they say, as soon as 2028. And it is because of the voracious appetite for electricity to power artificial intelligence and Microsoft's desire for carbon-free energy. Just outside the Three Mile Island Nuclear Generating Station in Middletown, Pennsylvania, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. Yeah, a lot going on today. And of course, if you've been listening so far, you already know that. President Biden says that work must continue on a possible ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. In comments before a cabinet meeting today, he said a lot of things don't look realistic until they get done. The chances of all-out war in the Middle East have appeared to increase this week, according to people on the ground. And of course, the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has vowed retaliation after it blamed Israel for attacks this week that targeted their communication devices, such as pagers, walkie-talkies. We touched on that earlier this week.
Okay, 614 News Radio 92.3. You know, it's getting pretty busy around 221 Palafox Place, downtown at the Supervisors of Election Office. Robert Bender confirmed today the first vote-by-mail ballots for the November 5th general election were being distributed to military and overseas voters. The mailing of domestic civilian ballots gets underway next week to those who have vote-by-mail requests. Federal and state law actually require military and overseas ballots to be sent no later than 45 days prior to an election. Florida law establishes a window for mailing civilian ballots between 40 and 33 days prior to election day. So, yeah, busy down at Palafox Place. At the supervisor's office.
It sounds like it. Just about 6:15 here. We'll get this first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit Progressive.com today to learn more. Again, that is Progressive.com. We were talking about how busy it was there, Chris, but on the roads, luckily, it's not looking very busy at all. Got some minor congestion on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound over Highway 29, and maybe got a little bit on Highway 90 if you're traveling either east or westbound trying to get into downtown Milton, but that's pretty par for the course every evening. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up. And as for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola, low of 74 tonight. And as we get into your weekend, it's going to be a bit more of the same. Beautiful Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 90s and lows in the mid 70s.
Okay, the tropics are getting a little active today. The National Hurricane Center forecasters are watching a low pressure area that could develop in the Northwest Caribbean Sea, potentially moving into the Southern Gulf. NHC forecasters saying by next week we will have actually some more data to process. Right now it's pretty much speculation as of today. It's still too early to pinpoint future movement or if it will even impact the Gulf Coast area. So we're on top of that one at 92.3.
As always. And also, a Pensacola man facing charges after leading FHP troopers on a chase that ended with a crash on Highway 29 yesterday. FHP says it started when a trooper attempted to stop a Jaguar sedan that he believed was involved in some criminal activity, but the car led him on a chase around the area through a grass field and ended up driving at a high rate of speed down Detroit, where the driver ran a red light and crashed into another vehicle. The suspect then attempted to flee on foot, but was eventually taken into custody. FHP says that the driver, 22-year-old Turfa Yuva of Pensacola, now faces charges for fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, hit and run, and possession of a controlled substance, and he also had two felony arrest warrants, so he's breaking checking all the laws today, Chris.
All right. The U.S. Secret Service announcing it's going to hold its agents accountable. We're hearing a lot of this by day. Stories changing, the whole scenario changing. What was the real environment that they were dealing with? Well, Fox's David Spunt is at the Justice Department and has more on this continuing story.
Acting Director Ron Rowe took questions from the press this afternoon after he presented that summary of that internal report. Rowe says the investigation is now in the penalty phase, the punishment of employees.
He has among the most robust table of penalties in the entirety of the federal government. And these penalties will be administered according to our disciplinary process.
And he wouldn't say anything about names or how many people may potentially lose their job. Back to that communication where people were screaming, this report says the different radio frequencies used in the Butler Farm Show venue were not conducive for quickly sharing real-time information. Rowe also said that people were using cell phone text chains to communicate information instead of talking on the radio.
All righty. Thank you very much. And yes, keeping with that theme regarding the whole Secret Service stuff and the Trump assassination attempts, Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz saying that his inside sources have revealed a substantial threat for former President Trump. Gaetz says that this is known to federal officials, and he believes it raises questions about why assets were pulled from former President Trump's security detail in Pennsylvania and reassigned to a nearby Jill Biden event when she doesn't have the threat envelope that the former president does. The House Task Force investigating Trump's assassination attempts will hold its first hearing next week. And the figure that you and I reported on earlier was five, correct?
That's right, yes.
Yes, five
terrorist organizations.
Yeah, that are allegedly threats to Trump at this time. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on as well.
Okay, this is really a bad story, actually. There was a blaze Thursday evening at an iconic food store over on Main Street. You probably already figured it out at this point. Shoreline Foods and International Deli caught fire, leaving significant damage to that store. PFD received the call around 9 p.m. Once they arrived on the scene, the fire was quickly spreading from the kitchen to the roof. Yeah, listen, I'm going to stop it right there because PFD did an amazing job. They got there within minutes, and they really saved the majority of this store. So congrats, really? Kudos to PFD. While the fire was contained to the Shoreline's kitchen, smoke damage spread throughout the restaurant. But boy, it could have been a lot worse, and PFD was right on top of it.
Yes, great work, absolutely, by the first responders there. 6:19, we will take a quick break. And when we return, we got some details. We touched on Israel and Hezbollah earlier. We've got some details on that. Israel says it has killed a senior commander in Lebanon that was tied to Hezbollah. Details on that and more after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the unbelievable game that Shohei Ohtani had. We also talked about Kamala Harris's comments about gun ownership and being willing to shoot an intruder that comes into her house with Oprah. A new study showing that if you drink 3 cups of coffee a day, it's really good for your heart health. We discussed the fire fees in Santa Rosa County with Representative Alex Andrade. And a great wrap talking about shade meetings, transparency, and how government should function. You can listen to all of those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peak More Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peak More Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sale price before tax, title, and income fees. Peak dealer for details.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Hopefully, I'm just about to take another look at the map here. Hopefully, there's not too much going on. It's been a pretty smooth sailing evening, if we do say so ourselves. Congrats to the drivers out there. Looks like you're doing good for the most part. Maybe some minor backups here and there on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound passing Highway 29, but that's to be expected. As for the weather, 88 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight, or 74 rather. And as we get into your weekend, it's going to be the exact same on Saturday and Sunday. Beautiful skies, sunny, mostly clear, with highs into low 90s and lows into mid 70s.
Okay, nice transition here. You did a great setting this up. The forecast calling for warm days, cool September nights, perfect conditions for cinemas in the sand. That's tonight. Don't miss the hit movie Inside Out. Get the kids, load them in the car, and head out to the beach. It's a free movie. They've got it set up on the Casino Beach big screen stage there. Curtain rises at sunset, so we probably have another hour. Would you say another hour or so?
Sure.
Before it's anyway, by 7:15 at least, that will roll out. But it's a free movie, so take that in. We were talking about Robert Bender, election office down on Palafox Place a few moments ago. Over in Georgia, Austin, they're changing the way they're collecting ballots. I found this to be very interesting. The Georgia State Election Board rules that all 2024 election ballots will not be counted by machines. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more on the story.
All ballots will be hand-counted at each polling location in Georgia. That 3-2 ruling from the state election board that's taking up a host of other potential rule changes, following a public input session from people both for and against the change.
It's critical to the people having feeling that it's transparent.
Now is not the time for election officials to be learning and planning training on new rules and procedures.
Critics of Georgia's ballot rule change say it could cause significant delays in vote counting. Supporters say the ballot hand count will protect the integrity of a free and fair election. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And hinted at this before we went to break. Israel says it has killed a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon. Happened during an airstrike today. It comes as Israel ramps up efforts to degrade the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group. And those efforts reportedly included those booby traps we touched on earlier within pagers that belong to Hezbollah agents. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied the operation, but the U.S. nonetheless believes that the IDF was behind it.
It was a bizarre start to a Friday morning over in Ferry Pass. An unidentified man is dead after a possible homicide. This morning happened around 7 o'clock. Scambia deputies responded to a call at a residence. This was in the 8300 block of Country Walk Drive. Deputies confirmed neighbors discovered the man lying between two buildings from what appeared to be a gunshot wound. Investigators with the Scambia County Sheriff's Office and the State Attorney's Office are conducting the ongoing investigation this afternoon.
And three people have died after a crash involving a car and two motorcycles on West Michigan Avenue this morning, happening just after midnight. The FHP says a car driven by a 42-year-old Pensacola woman made a left turn directly in front of two motorcycles. Both motorcycles crashed into the left side of the car, and the riders were identified as a 22-year-old Pensacola man and a 24-year-old Pace man. Everyone involved in the crash died of their injuries.
Okay, it's 627, News Radio 92.3. About 3 days ago or so, Austin and I were talking about that derelict boat on Avenida 16 on Pensacola Beach.
Yep.
Water eyesores are actually going to become a thing of the past. Hopefully, this is kind of a hopeful type story. So let me frame it like that, if you don't mind. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission is making it easier for local governments to remove derelict boats. FWC commissioners approved an amendment allowing an additional reimbursement option for vessel removals. This is through a block grant funding program. FWC confirming there were over 700 recorded derelict vessels in the state of Florida in 2023. And I know they were showing that on our news partner, TV3. They were showing some B-roll of that boat, the Caroline or something like that, over on Avenida 16 on the island.
And
get that thing off the beach.
Oh, for sure. And four men were recently arrested in Gulf Shores, Alabama, after an illegal berry heist. It all started when a passerby noticed four men throwing a white bag into their truck bed and quickly jumping in the truck to leave. That prompted a call to the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, who stopped the truck, and in the bed, they found 18 bags full of palmetto berries, which the group was apparently planning to bring back to Florida to sell. The four men weren't charged with stealing the berries, but were arrested for possession of marijuana. Baldwin County officials say it's the second palmetto berry theft reported in the last few weeks, and they're used in health supplements and are illegal to harvest without a permit due to the effect on wildlife. They can sell for up to $10 per pound.
You know, I am looking extremely forward to Monday's program. The future of recycling in Milton is over. Yeah, it's gone. The city is ending its recycling program October 1st. Milton City Manager Ed Spears will join us live on Pensacola Right Now Monday at 4:20. We'll be discussing a couple of key issues that brought down that program, operational inefficiencies and escalating costs. Just a few of the minor elements here that make a smooth-running city go.
The little things.
Yeah,
right?
Customers will no longer have to be paying for that monthly recycling charge on their bill and are asked to leave those recycling cans on their curbs October the 9th. So Monday, Milton City Manager Ed Spears joins us on Pensacola Right Now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. While speaking to voters in Atlanta today about abortion access, Democrat Kamala Harris gives her prediction for what she thinks could come out of a second term from Republican Donald Trump.
If he is elected again, I am certain he will sign a national abortion ban, which would outlaw abortion in every single state. And he would create a national anti-abortion coordinator.
Trump insists that abortion is now a state-by-state issue, not a federal one. The acting head of the Secret Service discusses details of a report on the agency's failures during the first assassination attempt of Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally in July.
Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rose says it was poor communication that led to the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump on July 13th. He announced some new changes, and he says he's going to rewrite the playbook of the storied agency.
That's Fox's David Spunt reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Qualcomm approaching Intel about a takeover in recent days, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. Shares of Intel rose 8% on the news, and if the deal were to happen, it would be one of the largest technology mergers ever. Intel has a market cap of around $96 billion. To Wall Street, where stocks were mixed today, the Dow gained 38, but the S&P 500 slid by 11, and the NASDAQ dropped 65. Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller doubling down today that he supported the half-point rate cut at this week's policy meeting because inflation is falling faster than he had expected. Waller citing recent data on consumer and producer prices, telling CNBC the data shows core inflation in the Fed's preferred measure is running below 1.8%. U.S. crude oil futures for October are around $71.25 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Blitz Studios. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit sleeper.com for details. Last week, the Ravens choked away a game against the Raiders, and the Cowboys got dismantled by the Saints in Jerry's World. And this Sunday, Baltimore travels to Dallas to face the Cowboys. And I'll trust the duo of John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson to get the victory over Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. One in four vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select NAPA locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let NAPA help you keep moving.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including Cemex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else but not for me.
saw her face.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty mild evening on the roads. Very happy to report that. Looking at them currently, doesn't appear to be too much going on. Maybe some minor backups if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90 towards downtown Milton. But outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 74 tonight. And Saturday and Sunday looking the exact same. Highs in the low 90s and lows in the mid-70s.
Got to tell you, I'm going to give you a heads up about an hour and 23 minutes heads up here. And what I'm talking about, nighttime traffic adjustments are scheduled for motorists using Michigan Avenue this evening. FDOT is reporting work now underway on a new resurfacing project. The affected area is Mobile Highway to North Palafox Street. Look for lane closures and traffic shifts. They begin that at 8 p.m. tonight. And it goes all night long, by the way, till 6 a.m. in the morning.
And touching on some of the sports stuff here, as we often do at around this time, want to let you know that we do have college football action, not just a loaded slate this weekend, as always, but getting underway right now. We've got Stanford and Syracuse on ESPN. That game's about 40 seconds in. believe it or not, it's tied at zero. At 7, we've got Illinois and Nebraska. That's 24, traveling to number 22 in Big Ten play. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, late kickoff, San Jose State travels to Washington State. The Battle of the Unbeatens.
Okay, while we get ready to kind of ramble on here with the SEC and the NFL and all, let's not forget about UWF. Big game tomorrow night on campus, Penn Air Field, kickoff at 6. Be sure you take your radio along with you. Put the app on. You can listen to it on the app.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
ESPN, Pensacola 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. It is UWF, West Alabama, a big GSC game.
No, there's a lot riding on that one. Yeah, absolutely. UWF, as we said earlier this week, UWF lost that game 10-6 last year, and it was really a head-scratching loss. I mean, UWF is a consistently winning program. That was in the middle of UWA's second consecutive non-winning season, so it's like, okay, what's that all about? Hopefully UWF rights the ship against the Tigers this weekend.
Okay, over in the ACC, of course, Saturday, Noles face the undefeated Cal Bears over at Doak Campbell, pregame at 4, kickoff at 6, live LSU. I did it again. Live FSU football on News Radio 92.3.
I was about to say it's a Freudian slip. It's whatever. We've got a lot of ACC action and that's without even considering that my Deeks are on a bye.
Okay, let's talk about SEC real quick here. We can run down. Let me get your take on it real quickly, if you don't mind.
All righty.
Florida, Mississippi State.
I'm taking Mississippi State because I think it'd be funny.
Is that the lesser of the two evils?
I mean, historically, yes. Florida, you know, when you're good enough historically, you become a villain. Mississippi State's historically pretty mediocre.
Going to be interesting watching the Florida sidelines on that game.
Oh, yeah.
Ohio, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
LSU, UCLA.
LSU by a mile.
Okay, thank you. Auburn versus Arkansas.
Auburn.
I always appreciate a little support from
the
masses.
Thanks, Austin. I'm blushing. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, Missouri, Vanderbilt.
Missouri.
Okay, South Carolina, Akron.
So, SC better win that one.
Texas A&M, Bowling Green.
A&M.
Oklahoma, Tennessee.
Man, give me Tennessee.
Ole Miss, Georgia Southern. That's funny to say.
Yeah, nail biter. Ole Miss.
ULM versus Arch Manning's Texas.
That's the only one funnier.
Will he play? Will he be the starting quarterback?
Arch?
Quarter?
I'm assuming
viewers,
so.
They said when I talk about this on Wednesday or so, they had Texas sent us the information and they were saying he was out. He was not going to be playing. That could have been a smokescreen. Who knows?
No. Having to host ULM but right before, you know, the start of SEC play, they're going to have Arch Manning in there and that's the thing. They're going to want to make sure that Quinn Ewers is rested, but also they're going to want to make sure that Arch Manning is as battle-tested as possible. You want to have as deep of a quarterback room and as healthy of one before you get into conference play.
I will tell you the sponsors, especially the television sponsors, on event, he's bringing some numbers to those ratings. Mm. Arch Manning is.
I don't doubt it.
A lot of interest in watching that comes out of Newman High School in Uptown New Orleans. NFL schedule. This is interesting. The Jets did a number on the Patriots last night. I think it was 24-3, wasn't it?
Yes.
Something like that. Okay, here's your Sunday lineup, and just give me the yes or no and who you think's going to do it. Bears, okay. Colts.
Colts.
Eagles, Saints.
Saints.
Packers, Titans.
Packers.
Texans, Vikings.
Texans.
The Giants and Browns.
Browns.
I wonder if they're going to let Jameis play.
They may in garbage time.
Be very interesting. Okay, Chargers, Steelers.
Steelers close.
Broncos, Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Dolphins, Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Really?
It's in Seattle, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, then Seahawks.
Okay, Panthers, Raiders.
Raiders.
We differ. Ravens, Cowboys.
I say Cowboys.
I'm going to go Lamar's mad. That's all I can tell you.
Maybe my Steelers bias is kind of bleeding in there.
I don't know.
I want the Ravens to lose.
I know Mr. Jackson is mad.
As he should be.
49ers, Rams.
The Niners.
Lions, Cardinals.
Cards.
And Taylor Swift's Kansas City Chiefs playing the Atlanta Falcons.
Chiefs.
That's your Sunday night football game, by the way. And looking over here to Monday, a double hitter in the NFL. Jacksonville at Buffalo, and then the Commanders at Bengals will start Jacksonville first.
Bills.
Okay, and the Commanders.
The Bengals will beat them.
Joe Burrow will come through with that one, right?
Yeah. I if he doesn't, I don't know where the floor is for Cincy. I will say also here just some MLB stuff for you. Dodgers clinched their wild card spot. So did the Guardians and Yankees. And we've got the Brewers who, of course, clinched their divisional title.
Yeah, beside all of that, we did see records broken in the MLB and the WNBA. Fox's Jared Max has the details.
The sports world is still digesting what occurred between Thursday and Friday. Headlines across various media platforms label the accomplishment by Los Angeles Dodger star Shohei Ohtani as the greatest game ever played.
6 for 6, 3 home runs, 5 extra base hits. 4 runs scored, 10 runs batted in.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Shohei Ohtani became the first player in Major League history with 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in the same season. Thursday also saw the largest crowd ever at a WNBA game, 20,711 in Washington, D.C., to see the record-setting rookie Caitlin Clark's last regular season game. Friday morning, NBA star Joel Embiid agreed to a 3-year contract extension worth nearly $193 million. Jared Max, Fox News.
I want to tell you real quickly here. We just checked in with PNS, Pensacola International. One flight of concern. Other than this, it's looking really good, both over at VPS for Walton Beach Airport and also Pensacola International. But if you're looking for someone, and I say this, if you have to go pick somebody up or they're expecting you to meet them, you have a handle of a few minutes extra now because it's a flight coming out of Charlotte. It's an American 5429, touchdown time scheduled 6:24. Now it's going to happen a little bit after 8 o'clock. So just running a little bit late there. Other than that, things are looking great out at PNS.
All righty. That's good to hear. Hopefully I can add to the good news as we take another quick peek at the roads and weather here. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads. That's good. We had some minor congestion on I-10 if you were traveling eastbound over Highway 29, but that has just about entirely cleared out. So if there's anything on the roads giving you trouble, it hopefully shouldn't do so for long. As for the weather, we saw that 90 that was lingering around for
it
a
was.
Bit.
Yes,
dropped to 88. Ooh, brr. Man, where your park is outside. Low of 74 tonight, mostly clear skies. Your Saturday and Sunday is going to be the exact same. Highs in the low 90s, lows in the mid 70s.
I got to laugh about this. This is stuff movies are made from. What I'm talking about, there's additional interest in the OLF-8 property out in Beulah.
Really?
I mean, the list continues to grow. Scambia County now has 2 letters of intent from unnamed companies offering to buy 2 different parcels of that property. One offer is for $2.5 million. This is for 25 acres of Frank Reeder Road. The second letter is from another unnamed company offering $1.2 million for 12 acres. That's also off Frank Reeder Road in the same area. Now, the letters are included for discussion on the agenda. They will be talking about this on Tuesday.
Mm.
So just thought I'd get you prepared. If you're heading out there, there'll be a lot of talk about property out at OLF-8 in Beauty. In beautiful Beulah.
Yeah,
I was going to say in beautiful Beulah. Downtown Beulah.
It's a tear-jerking place. It's so gorgeous over there. All righty. Health, business, and science notes
here. I like it out there. I actually do.
Oh, no. It's a nice place. Moving towards a more health business science theme, always starting with the stock numbers each hour. Wall Street closing mixed to cap a big week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged higher to close at a at a new record above 42,000 following this week's Federal Reserve half point rate cut. And all three major indexes posted weekly gains of more than 1%. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 38 points to 42.063, the S&P 500 lost 11 points to 57.02, and the NASDAQ fell 65 points to 17.948.
Okay, 6:47, News Radio 92.3. I had an interesting day today. I spoke to Corey McKern. He's the artistic director over at the Pensacola Opera, and they got some pretty exciting things coming up. As a matter of fact, coming up on Tuesday, the opera's free midday brown bag performance gets underway 12 noon at 7. It's over in Tarragona Street, 75 Tarragona Street. Getting ready for the big opera's 42nd season. Mm-hmm. And Corey is going to be in Monday afternoon, 5:20. We'll be discussing the brown bag event on Tuesday, the upcoming opera season, etiquette at the opera. You know, like, what do I wear to the opera?
Right.
How do I, act at the opera?
Well, I know I
it's
underdress.
Not like that. Not like that. They've really loosened some of the standards. But we're going to talk to Corey about that just to make people feel comfortable and experience that beautiful music.
We'll see. We'll see if a football jersey and sweatpants is a good go-to, because that's like 99% of my attire nowadays.
Front row.
Yeah, I'm going to be.
Like Huger says, front row. Yeah,
I'm going to be fancy pants over there.
That's right.
The three biggest pharmacy.
Excuse me. Who's the guy on the front row with his jersey on?
Yeah, that's Austin. He's kind of weird.
Would you mind moving him away?
It's not a Saints jersey, people. The three biggest pharmacy benefit managers are being accused of artificially inflating insulin prices. The FCC says that CVS Health's Caremark Rx, Cigna's Express Scripts, and United Health Group's OptumRx created a system that puts importance on high rebates from drug manufacturers, and that leads to high list prices for insulin. The companies excluded available insulin products with lower prices that would have been more affordable for patients in favor of higher ones obviously are not nearly as accessible for people. And with insulin being such a high need, the corruption that you'll sometimes hear when it comes to how companies manage these, it's sickening.
You know, in the early days, let me just kind of reference the early 60s or so, and growing up in Pensacola. A lot of Pensacolians used to equate the Pensacola Interstate Fair with fall time, because usually when the fair was in town, it was it would start to get that touch in the air, the fall touch in the air.
Right.
And this is when the Interstate Fair used to be over on Fairfield Drive. So it was a totally different situation before they moved out on to where they are right now. But I do want to remind you, the fair's on the way, and it's an amazing family experience. A lot of rides, food, biggest, longest-running ag entertainment tradition. The fair returns to town 27 days and counting, October 17th through 27th.
All right. And as we get down to the finishing, or not finishing, final stretch here, as we finish up this week, we'll hit some of these more frivolous headlines, including a new monument honoring poet Maya Angelou. Got details on that. And of course, we do have some lasting stuff going on here nationally that we'll hit as well, including a new report talking about where the U.S. ranks in regards to health care. Details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
fucked up Florida State.
How you do it is equally as important.
Mike Norvell and Florida State host the California Golden Bears this Saturday for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
California versus FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Fuck up, Florida State!
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Caller right now on News Radio 92.3, 652 here. We got a couple minutes to work with before we get our final check of the roads and weather. Hinted at this before the break. A new report says that the U.S. spends the most and delivers the least when it comes to healthcare. The healthcare think tank, the Commonwealth Fund, conducted its annual survey of 10 developed countries and the U.S. ranked in the bottom two in four of five categories. The U.S. was last in access to care and health outcomes, and next to last in administrative efficiency and equity. The U.S. had its best showing in care process, finishing second behind New Zealand. Australia had the top overall ranking, despite placing ninth in access to care. The Netherlands, United Kingdom, New Zealand, and France rounded out the top five, and also finishing ahead of the United States were Sweden in sixth place, followed by Canada, Switzerland, and Germany.
I got to tell you something. The city of Destin is working to do something real nice for veterans and eliminating suicide. The city is teaming up with a group called the Firewatch. This is a network of community members and businesses that are trained to identify the warning signs and direct vets to get the help they need. 63 local veterans have fallen to suicide from 2019 to 2022. Those numbers, by the way, are the most current VA data that they have released on veteran suicides. And while we talk about this, I got to tell you, back in the early 1970s, you used to could buy the silver POW MIA bracelets.
Right.
And I remember I had one for gosh knows 10 years. And the one I had was Lieutenant Robert Kent. And he was, unfortunately, a POW. I bring this to your attention because the Defense Department officials and the U.S. service members commemorating National POW MIA Recognition Day during a ceremony over at the Pentagon. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke at that event, stressing his commitment to bringing home the remaining prisoners of war.
27 years ago, the late Senator and Naval Academy graduate John McCain spoke at this ceremony. Senator McCain had endured six awful years as a POW in Vietnam. And he called on all Americans to remember the heroes whose company we were once blessed with.
All righty, very well. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, not much to report on. It's looking pretty clear on the road, so if you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, 88 degrees in Pensacola right now. See what I did there, Pensacola right now. I'm hilarious. Low of 74 tonight, mostly clear skies. As we get into your weekend, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear there as well. Saturday and Sunday both have highs in the low 70s and lows in, or excuse me, highs in the low 90s and lows in the mid 70s. Yeah, I'm wishing for highs in the low 70s right now. That'd be pretty awesome. But it's going to be typical Floridian weather. Yeah, it's going to be typical Floridian heat without the rain this weekend.
Okay, we've been talking about this for a couple of days. Just want to remind you that traveling internationally could be on the bright side for you. You know, for years we had to deal with those long passport waits to renew that document. State Department confirming today online passport renewal lines have officially become more widely available to Americans. The doors are open a little bit wider here. Officials officially become more concerned, and they say the full rollout of the new passport renewal system is here. It is now a secure process that will save time and effort for eligible Americans seeking routine renewal of those priceless documents.
And hinted at this earlier.
I threw in the priceless documents, by the way.
Yeah, that was Chris's flair on the subject matter. Mentioned this shortly before we went to break earlier. New monument honoring poet Maya Angelou now on display in San Francisco. And it's the first time a black woman has been commemorated in the city's civic art collection. Apparently, Angelou was the city's first black female streetcar conductor and the first black woman to be on U.S. currency. So she's got quite a legacy there. The artist Lava Thomas says that she based the artwork on Angelou's words, her aesthetic sensibilities, and how she described herself. And the monument is in front of the San Francisco Public Library.
Okay, think about this. You only have one date, just one, uno, date to see the Blue Angels practice session in the month of September. And I will tell you that will happen on Tuesday. You remember, the only access to the base, West Gate on Blue Angel Parkway, opening 9:30. The Blues wheels up at 10:30, preferred seating behind the Naval Aviation Museum right there on the flight line. Go out there and enjoy yourself. I still prefer myself, if you want to catch the practice sessions, take your beach chair out to Pickens Point, plan it, and sit back and enjoy the show.
And a biopic on Queen Latifah is in the works. The life story of the New Jersey native will be part of a slate of movies about hip-hop icons. Her company, her production company, Flavor Unit Entertainment, will be producing the movie along with Will Smith's production company, but there's no word yet on who's directing it or writing the project. I said earlier this evening, she's got to be one of the biggest names that I know so little about, but I guess that makes me the person that this biopic is for.
Absolutely. Targeted. Bingo.
Yeah, it was a targeted headline, of course.
That's what you call targeted marketing there.
There you go.
Okay, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, they call him in the inner circles, by the way, just thought I'd let you know in case you run into him. They call him Jay. Said Wednesday that illegal immigration is helping push the unemployment rate higher as they enter illegally the labor force, and they take along and away from a lot of potential jobs for existing Americans. Powell's comments come after the August jobs report showed a decline in employment among native-born workers, while the number of employed foreign-born workers soared in the past year.
Wow, really?
A lot of unhappy people, they put into the system for years and years and years and years. They go to get their job, and they're rejected.
Hmm. Really? I thought you were going to say yes, really, but you're just
absolutely really.
I was about to say, you're just staring at me like, let that sink in.
because think about it.
Yeah, no, that is important for sure. And lastly, here a wholesome headline: City of Pensacola purchasing the historic John A. Gibson School. It was a $700,000 purchase approved by the Escambia School District this week. And so far, there's no word on what the property will be used for. But one option that's been previously discussed was affordable housing. Of course, the school closed for good after being damaged during Hurricane Sally. It was previously a segregated intermediate school back in the early 1920s and closed back in 1974, being more recently used for a Head Start program.
Okay, I can put a smile on your face for the weekend. Don't worry about the tropics. Just that simple.
That's
true. The National Hurricane Center forecasters watching a low pressure area that could develop in the Northwest Caribbean Sea, potentially move into the Gulf. Forecasters are saying you have to wait till next week. They need more data to process this situation. They say at this point everything is speculation, but we'll let you know what's going on News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.